To hear the Pleiadians tell it, it's all about love. I'm Dr. Fred, and you're listening to Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred, and you're listening once again to Study, Grow, Know. You know, we've been talking about the Pleiadians, which are a group of outer space or interdimensional beings that are very important to New Age lore. And we've mentioned a number of things about the Pleiadians, but when it all comes down to it, the Pleiadians delight to tell us through any number of New Age individuals, including Leah Shapiro, from whom we've been quoting her book. They love to tell us that there is nothing more important than love. And I mention that. They repeat it often enough to Leah Shapiro in her book that she writes about, and it is the most important thing primarily because it unleashes power. How do they define love, though? Well, first, it begins in the spiritual realm and connects to our emotions or our feelings. Love is the only thing. There is nothing else truer, more pure, or more powerful. Now, on the heels of this, they then tell us that staying with an individual in marriage for a lifetime just might not be the best idea. It can actually be stunting. The reason for this has to do with the fact that as we grow, we're constantly learning what love is and what love is not. And because of this, we may enter into a relationship with someone during a certain understanding of love. Yet as we grow, our married partner doesn't grow with us. And because of that, we're not enabled to love as we're meant to love. In such a case, looking for a more suitable person is for the better. Here's a quote. Understanding that it is through relationships that you will comprehend love. It is here that you will grow and develop and remember that from which you came. It is in love that you can have and be everything, even though you may have nothing else at all. Unquote. And again, that's a quote from Leah Shapiro's book called Comes the Awakening. And these are things that she says she was taught by the Pleiadians. But if you think about that, gee, there's just such depth, isn't there? And I say that sarcastically. Could Shakespeare really have said it any better? But the ironic thing is about the Pleiadians is that regardless of how much truth they offer or how many times they offer their version of truth, they always acknowledge that we are not able to fully comprehend it. In fact, there's so much more that they wish to reveal to us, but in our current state, well, it's just impossible to do. They head off into the area of uncovering truth, which can come through many forms. They speak of the many different religious belief systems, and while they remain disjointed and even at odds with one another, they're all really pieces of the same puzzle. That's good to know, isn't it? Whoo, that's a load off my mind. And here I thought Jesus was the only way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. Now, the Pleiadians explain that the reason there are so many different systems of religion is due to the fact that people are all at different places, different levels of energy receptivity. And because of this, what appears to be contradictions between religious thought are nothing more than different ends of the same line. They do take the time to point out that though we have all heard the terms sinner or sinful or similar, and that we need forgiveness, the real truth of the matter is that, quote, we are already forgiven because there's nothing to forgive. The God you believe in lives inside of you and is you, unquote. And again, that's a quote from Leah Shapiro's book, Comes the Awakening. This is the type of thing that they're teaching human beings, and human beings will gobble this stuff up because the alternative is what? Having to bow to the God of the universe. But if you're your God already, the only thing you have to bow to is yourself. Now, though they tell us that all religions are essentially different points of the same path, which presumably lead to the same ultimate goal or the end, they then turn around and say, there is no one truth. Now, I suppose the fact that these two concepts are separated by over 20 pages leads them to think that you will either not remember what they said earlier, or you will think that you must not be understanding it correctly. In either case, the fault's going to lie at your door. Now, if you were to ask the Pleiadians about this and other apparent contradictions in Leah Shapiro's book is just one example, they might respond as so. What you have experienced is what we call a burble in the linear wavelength. this has a tendency to make you believe that two things are in contradiction to one another, when in reality, they're merely two sides of the same coin. In this case, we're referring to the Susan B. Anthony dollar. You may have wondered why that particular coin was ever minted by what you refer to as your government. Well, the reasons for this will become apparent as time. And remember, there's no such thing as time, though we refer to time because it is a term that is familiar to you, as time moves in a slightly linear fashion toward the planet Sirius in the Kamadi constellation. That would be the fourth planet just to the right of Never Never Land if you were to look through a high-powered electron microscope or telescope. Know that contradictions only appear to be contradictions because this is what you have programmed yourself to believe about things that seem to be against one another. One truth attempting by its existence to cancel out another truth. Of course, this is impossible because since there is no one truth, truths cannot oppose one another, but only complement one another. We wish you were able to fully and consciously absorb all that we teach, but alas, the complexity of our teaching and the shallowness of your brainwaves and patterns preclude such a conclusion. Please do not be offended, as we wish only the best for you. Know that in time, all things that seem to contradict will be understood as they are, without the slightest sense of contradiction. You know, of course, by the time they get to their second paragraph, you're lost already because they're merely speaking gobbledygook. Because they sound intelligent, they're convincing. Besides, who wants to admit that they do not understand what the Pleiadians are teaching, right? The words are English, but it is nonsensical. And by the way, this is what the average individual reading Shapiro's book misses. Leah Shapiro heard things that these beings were presenting this information to her, as other channelers heard the information presented to them. The tone in which these concepts were presented is absent from the book, so the individual reader creates that tone in their own minds. Now, the last chapter that we discussed focuses on the awakening that is desired to take place within each person. It's here that they also present an excuse as to why they are unable to explain things so that they will be clearly understood. See, they're always giving themselves an out. Never mind that they're deliberately speaking nonsense, though intelligent-sounding nonsense at that, mixing actual truth with error. The fault lies with the words themselves, and here we go. Here's what they say. Speaking of words, says the Pleiadians, we can find them terribly limiting. If we could apply our own words, things would go much better, if only you knew our language. We will not go into the details of our language, as it really serves no purpose at this point. Simply know that we can speak any language, but that our language gives a more expanded and detailed view in much less words, or with no words at all. And again, that's a quote from Leo Shapiro's book. Here's my question. If they can speak in their own language, and they can do all this through telepathy, why can't they make people understand their language? Now, of course, you see what they've done. They've answered a question before it was asked. While they introduce the idea that their language is so much more rich, they quickly negate the use of it by stating there is no need to discuss their language because it serves no purpose. Well, if that's so, then why bring it up in the first place? Beyond that, didn't the Pleiadians spend the past 200-plus pages in Shapiro's book explaining that we're already God? Because we are already God, are we not able to fly, rearrange our molecular DNA, and manipulate solid matter, which is really not solid at all, according to them? Okay, then, why can't we learn their language, especially if they're already part of us and dwell within us and we in them? I guess no one bothered to ask them that. Well, I'm asking. And the answer is that because these Nephilim demons and fallen angels are filled to the brim with human waste. That's the nicest way I know how to put it. Though they sound like eternal sages to the uninformed, they are nothing but fallen angels and demons in space alien attire. With their smooth words, they flatter and they scratch itching ears. They continue to shovel it on, spinning their web of lies and deceit until they have not only caught their prey, but also securely spun their web of death around them until the victim is unable to move one way or another. From there, it's simply a matter of slowly draining the victim of life until they are completely taken over by the Pleiadians. Now, some of the inane statements that they make are laughable, except for the fact that they have hypnotized their victim to the point of being unable to resist, like Jeffrey Dahmer or John Wayne Gacy, who gained the trust of their victims with their friendliness and outgoing demeanor, or by being able to offer the victim something they didn't have. So too do these Nephilim demons and fallen angels come to human beings as the innocent, caring, loving, patient, and kind outer space beings that they've introduced us as Pleiadians. They begin to spin their deceitful web, providing a bit of information here and a bit more there. And as time goes on, the victim lowers all the defenses until the Pleiadians can say just about anything and the hearer will accept it without thought or concern. This is the modus operandi. This is how they work. And unfortunately, too many people fall prey to this. They fall prey to this because they don't know what God's word said, or they've decided that God's word isn't reliable. So they prefer then to listen to the musings and teachings of these outer space beings when absolutely not one iota of proof is presented. Here's some insightful statements made by the Pleiadians. When your soul arrived on Earth in the form of a newborn baby, your perceptions were not as they are now. Really? Well, who would have thought that? Not me. They say something else. They say, look into the eyes of a newborn and you can plainly see that the spirit comes and goes. I thought it was just called sleep. Here's something else. You will suffer, you will feel pain, and experience joy. Now, there is some good news, huh? Are these statements not insightful? Their final comment that I found on page 233 of Leo Shapiro's book is this. It is you that will continue to seek that which you need here and now and forevermore. Frankly, I was hoping they would end with something like to infinity and beyond. I mean, who are we kidding here? Most of Leo Shapiro's book is an exercise in being obsequious. The Pleiadians spend most of the time trying to make human beings feel good about themselves, and even when they must say something that could be construed as offensive, they are quick to apologize, stating that their intent is not to offend, but to teach and instruct. However, what is it they have actually taught human beings? Well, it can be summed up in three statements. Number one, we're God. We are God. Did you get that? Two, we create our own reality. Three, love is the most important thing in the universe. We are God, we create our own reality, and love is the most important thing in the universe. Those three things. Now, I know I'm not the first one to say this, as I've read what I'm about to say in Chuck Missler's books, as well as others. But if they are so truly concerned about us and our welfare as they claim to be, why have they not provided anything that will actually improve our society at the physical level? Well, by their own admission, they are light years ahead of us, yet they share nothing about eliminating the very things that keep us bound to the physical realm. AIDS, famines, diseases of all kinds. Undrinkable water, a place to put our garbage or a way to recycle all of it. There's always the problem of crime. There's the problem of hatred and racism. There's the problem of wars and rumors of wars. Now, I'm sure that you could add things to that list, and so could I. Why are they not helping with any of those things? They seem completely uninterested in assisting us to eliminate sicknesses and famines. They're not telling us how to purify the water throughout the globe or how to recycle all the things we throw out so that absolutely nothing is wasted. Beyond this, they do not seem at all motivated to help. You know, they don't want to help us take a bite out of crime. Coupled with that is the problem of hatred that is often based on ethnicity and race, which exists throughout this world. The Pleiadians are very willing to help us see our own deity, but they are sure tight-lipped about these other areas, aren't they? Makes me wonder why they bother. Especially when they state things repeatedly throughout Shapiro's book that we will be learning, growing, and evolving for an eternity. I guess at some point, because we're God, we will eventually figure out how to do all these things that I say that they should be helping with. Well, that's our show for today, but here's the message. Here's the lesson. You can't believe everything you hear. I trust that you will trust God and His Word. And this is Dr. Fred, and I pray that God will open your eyes to show you how richly blessed you are. Hi, this is Dr. Fred of Study, Grow, Know. All of my books are available as free downloadable PDFs, but if you'd like a hard copy of one of my most recent books, Under Grace, simply request your copy by sending any donation amount to us at Study, Grow, Know, P.O. Box 1592, Hampton, Georgia, 30228. That's P.O. Box 1592, Hampton, Georgia, 30228. Your donations help keep Study, Grow, Know on the air and expanding into other venues. Thank you.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.